There's his father and his mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa shutef imanu b'chinim chiladeinu. Very important to remember. You're not alone. You have a partner. Hagar amnam mefaretes ma kol echad me'ashutfim toirem liyitzir savlad. The Gemara describes what each of those three partners gives to the creation of the child. Ulam pshite shegam b'malach ha-gidl ha-shutfus mamshicho. If not, it's in the creation of the Vlad that you have three partners, the partnership continues. Adove mo'eded mod. Im shutuf kezeh lo yitochen shelo nitei natzliach. With a partner like this, you have to be matzliach. You have a partner called the Kodesh Baruch Hu. No, so you can't be matzliach. Ulam hashutuf hisne im hashutfus imoi betznai yedua. We know we have a condition. The third partner, Kodesh Baruch Hu, made one clear tnai, condition. You want to be matzliach, zochu shchine b'nayim. Remember we said that? What this whole book's about. Zochu shchine b'nayim. Bayit sheyesh bo shalom b'ein ahorim, v'ein mechabdim ze'eze, yoredes ha-shchine v'shere b'nayim. In a home when there's respect, where there's shalom, so there's a shchine that dwells there. Ain lechadova amaftiach eschinu chabonim yoyse miashem oruvaysai shel haKodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that guarantees success more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu interfering in your life. Rabbi meshachrim laatzvut b'shalom bayis b'chnei donim v'kiyesh eitze moila yoyse miashel lachnis esaboyre al beteinu pnima. The best advice you can give anybody who's having problems with their children is tell them to invite a Kodesh Baruch Hu to come live with them. Zochu shchina b'nayim. So, then of course, Baruch Hu brings up your children. A house where the shchina is much more likely to succeed than a house where there's no shchina. Al amilim atzoso imuna, amru doyshe rishuma she'aitzel kol dove v'dove hi chai imuna. Nam chizreis b'maise shire. It says atzoso imuna. The aitzel is imuna. So the Doshe Rosh Hashanah says that the best advice for everything is to live with Imuna. Whenever a person, whatever problems, whatever issues he has, whatever difficulty he has, to live with Imuna. If that was Shaykh then, today it's, we know. Today it's not Shaykh to live without Imuna, without Betochen. A person who's living without Imuna and Betochen today, you can't survive. It's not Shaykh. So he says, he'll tell a story that illustrates this. Egi alai zug mi bnei brak, heima yu shvurim v'rtzutzim. A couple, a very broken, devastated couple came to see him. Kotetzah mikach shebonam nizrak mikami yeshivot. Had a son who had been thrown out of quite a few yeshivas. Haya ze nar shemigil shtemesre oise tzoros trurois. Ven enu matzrichin mit moi dedi moi. From the age of 12, this kid started making whatever. Tzoros trurois, one tzora after another, and they caught the posh, they didn't know how to deal with it. Shalti esav, im yesh lecha klop of yachas shel av leben, do you have a relationship with him like a father to a son? Veishiv av leben, keitzer yochel itiachis alecha kach, alav kach. Kum matris kenegdi tomit. How can I have a father-son relationship with him? He's continually matris. He's making barriers between us. I can't even talk to him. Miguel Shtemesre, who mamer is chai, ain't li shum yachas alav. I have no relationship with him. He's embittered my life from the age of 12. Amati lo, im ata yodeh sheyelet ze shaykh laKodesh Baruch Hu. Do you know that this child is some sort of, you know, shaykhus to HaKodesh Baruch Hu? L'maisa hu lo yelet shelcha, ele yelet shel Hashem Yisborach. He's not your child. He's the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev oto harbe yoyis mima she'ata ohev oso. Hashem loves him more than you love him. Hashem loves you more than you love yourself. Zoyis voit kol ha-nisoynes shehu nivchan behem nishalchu alav mi'avarachamim. All the nisoynes you're going through with this child, who do you think gave them to you? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im chas v'chile le'achoyle b'machala. Let's say, God forbid, this child didn't have chinuch issues or middas or behavioral issues. He had a physical issue. He had a certain disease, God forbid. I mean, it's a koiselav. You get angry with him. Vada she'itim etapo bo b'kol ma'amertzocha v'yisem etyacheselav b'kol arachim im shalvoylo. You'd fly him overseas. You'd get the best doctors. You'd raise money. You'd do everything for him. As maduim came k'shuchoyle b'mechino ruchni esat asoynoto. So how come he's got a spiritual disease? You hate him? That's telling it to him straight, eh? Ein so ist Ele Shehincha mit Bayeshbo. The reason is because you're embarrassed. Lo nim lecha me'achevra. It's not nice for you to have a kid that's like this. Your friends all got these wonderful spitzy kids in the best yeshivas, and your kids ulo. So you're embarrassed. Nedame lecha shehi roi otcha kiilu ata asham b'matzavoy da ki ein lecha shum sikoy lechanochoto. As long as you think you're responsible or you're blaming yourself or whatever, you can't help him. If you don't feel the feelings that a father is supposed to feel for a child, child has to feel that you're his father, not his buddy, his father. That you love him and that you want what's good for him. If he doesn't feel this, he'll do anything in the world to cause you tzoros. He feels he's embarrassing you and you're angry with him. Where does all this flow from? All this misunderstanding? You think he's your child. And therefore you failed in his chinuch. He's not your child.
He's Hashem's child.
Who says that the child turned out this way because of your fault? Who said it's your fault? I mentioned this last week. You see homes that are not exactly invested in and putting a lot of time and energy into chinuch. And the kids turn out fine. Lumazoy salun me yois batim shemachan chim beim chinuch meule. But David Levy, you'll damn nechsholim. You see houses where the chinuch is mashu, and there's an investment of time and energy and koiches and money, and the kids don't always turn out right. For me, meom hashizim. Who says it's got something to do with you? Ein sofik shana shomer shehufkeda beyotcha yisa tachas kisa kovud. This neshama that you have, that you're grappling with, was once also tachas kisei ha-kovod. The neshama also comes from tachas kisei ha-kovod. Ve'yeshla be'ikva zoiz cheshbon pratim bo'ir ha-koil olomim. He has his own personal cheshbon with Hashem. Adon kol ha-neshama is ha-neshama azu tzricha la'avo bo'ilam nisoynes ha-ilu. This neshama has to go through the nisoynes, the difficulties, the struggle, the challenges that he has to go through. You made mistakes, but said, well, this neshama was given and to you as a pikadon, and it has to go through, it's got to go through. Okay, this is not a story for the light-hearted. Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I'll call it right. Maybe. There was a couple whose child drowned, Rahmana Litzlan, in their swimming pool that they had in the house. What happened? The gate had been left open negligently, and the child, unsupervised, don't know how old the child was, maybe he'll tell us whatever, but obviously a baby, went in and drowned. So you can imagine the parents. Destroyed by guilt. They didn't close the gate to their swimming pool, the chandra, they killed their child. How would you feel, Chas v'Chalil, if you had such an issue? The feeling that because of their negligence their child died was in them alive. They couldn't get away from that feeling. The feeling of guilt that they're feeling isn't correct. It's a mufurish gemara in Shabbos, the flamed bay samar aleph. Tane de bay Rabbi Shmuel, ki yipul hanoifel mimenui.
Another story. Guy was going up a ladder, he fell down the ladder, he fell on somebody, killed him. Yeah, Rashi brings it. Shvati. Roy ze lipel misheshis yemebreshis. This is Gemara talking. This guy was going to fall on a ladder from Sheshis and Ebreshis, was already written down. Shaylo nofel, vakosuv kori neifel. Ele shemagalgin schus el yedei zakai, v'choyve al yedei chayv. That's the famous Gemara that Hashem rolls over to somebody who has schuyot, nice things, and to somebody who doesn't, not nice things. How does this work? Lo yindim anu mikan, shashakatorim mechayev esotanu livnois maika. The Torah tells you have to build a mica, yeah? You've got a mepeset, you've got a roof, you've got to build a fence, a mica. Mechashash sheme yipul odem min agag. Why? Because God forbid, somebody can fall from there. It's very dangerous. Eina kavona sheim nisral shlanu bekiu mitzvahs mica. Let's say you didn't build a mica. You're a naughty boy. You mevatel mitzvahs asay derais, and you didn't build a mica. That doesn't mean anu haim eilu shehoge sadam shenofo. Him falling off the roof has nothing to do with me. Ain't a dovakan, it's got nothing to do with me. He didn't fall because I didn't build a mica. Hamisen nixera salam misheshis in my breishi sukafisha pirush rashi shal. This guy was going to fall off a roof already, that was already predetermined. It didn't mean dafka misheshis in my breishi. Could be on Rosh Hashanah, it was determined. It means it was a gzera from Hashem, he was going to fall off the roof. I say, how come he fell off my roof? It means if I built a mica, he wouldn't have fallen off. No, he found another roof to fall off. This is Rashi now. Hashem knows it's not just how he's going to die, but he has to die at this time, in this place. And Dafka's got to fall off a roof. But Hashem also knows that this Jew Ploini is not going to build a Micah. Who's the chayv in the picture? We've been galding chayv al yedei chayv. Who's the chayv? From the fact that he never built a mica, he now is a din of a chayv. Meaning that his deeds in relationship to the mitzvahs, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, weren't done properly. Machmas he is a chayv, because he has a din chayv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu malgalil the pischo esa osen azu. Hashem needs a roof to throw somebody off. Right? He's got to find a roof. He could choose any roof. He could rent one that has a mica as well. It's not hard for Hashem to throw somebody off a roof, even if it has a mica. Then what is Hashem? Does Hashem work in the world? The Gemara tells us. So Hashem looks for somebody who's not built a mica, and he takes the guy and he throws him off that roof. Not just any roof. Dafka achayev. Now what do? You didn't build a mica. What do? You have to do tshuva for not having built a mica. As kol zman you haven't done tshuva, nechshav hadover kilu hu agoyren lemisosa shel haneifel. Hashem says you killed that guy. Why? Because you didn't build a mica. Had you built a mica, he wouldn't have fallen off. That's nonsense. We know that's not true. So how do you undo the damage? You do tshuva. For not having built a mica. But mainly you did tshuva for not having built a mica. Now the event of the guy falling off the roof and you're not building a mica, nothing to do with each other anymore. He does proper tshuva shleima. And he corrects his error. Tshuva detaches you from the event. That's Gemara Rashi that explains it. You got it? A person does something he's not supposed to do. He didn't build a mica. Right? Look at the mica. Poshut, negligent. And he was bevatel mitzvahs as the raisa. Hashem's got this guy that has to fall off a roof. Nothing to do with you. Hashem has a look and says, okay, who didn't build? He never built a mica. He's chayv. I'm taking this guy and I'm throwing him off that roof. What does that mean at this point? You didn't build a mica. You killed somebody because you didn't build a mica. Once you do tshuva, once you've done tshuva proper, tshuva shleima, the guy falling off the roof had nothing to do with not building a mica. Got it, Baruch?
It's possible to make a full tshuva? It means the baby will not come back, and also the kid will not.
Gone being the baby was supposed to die. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the baby to have nothing to do with me. I can do full tshuva. Yeah, full tshuva means I build a maika and I do tshuva for not having built a maika. I don't do tshuva for having killed anybody because I never killed anybody. I just didn't build a maika. Good, but once I've done tshuva, I never killed anybody. I'm not doing tshuva for killing somebody.
Yes.
I'm doing tshuva for my negligence. My negligence was I didn't build a maika. If I threw the person off the roof with my hands, then mashal acher. But you did it. You were sleeping when this guy climbed on your roof and fell off. You didn't throw the kid into the swimming pool. You were negligent. That negligence has to be detached from the end result. That you do through tshuva shleima. Yeah, that's tshuva shleima. Tshuva shleima is, like the Rambam says. Sorry, one second. Like the Rambam says, what's tshuva shleima? Chorota, aziva sachet, kabbalah lahabo, and vidui. She's negligent. She's kula negligent. But the child was supposed to, whatever happened to the child, that was supposed to happen to the child. Why did Hashem bring the dovka at that time? How? I mean, it's complicated to know exactly all the details, but essentially she's negligent. Rav Avigdor Miller, the famous story, Rav Avigdor Miller, there's a child, what you're talking about is, today's happening more and more. The woman is so busy on the internet that she can't get to the kid in time. Yeah, no, he's a maisim kol yom rachman al etzlan. The Rav Avigdor Miller had a person who gave the baby some hot soup or whatever and went out to get a spoon, and the baby pulled the soup over and got very badly scalded, very badly burnt. Shalom Neida. So this person came to Rav Avigdor Miller to ask him what aveira he'd done, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu had caused such a terrible thing to happen to him. So in true Rav Avigdor Miller fashion, he said, you left the child alone with a hot bowl of soup. Why are you looking for other aveiras? What's wrong with this one? Leaving a child alone with a hot bowl of soup, that's enough of an aveira. When you go look for, you know, because there's something wrong with your tefillin, go check your mezuzahs. No, you left the child alone with a hot bowl of soup. That's what the child got scalded. How do you fill that in here? Fine, it has to be fitted in here as well. If the child wasn't meant to get scalded, okay, it's a complex story. We're starting to touch on Rabbi Tetz's book now about whether your bechira can damage somebody else or not. I want to go down that path now. That's got to be wired in here as well somehow. But Rav Tauba actually is choylek with Rav Moshe on this. And he had many moiridika rias keneged Rav Moshe. It's a very interesting machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Tauba. Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. I discussed some of them with him and I can't remember the one. The one raya I had from David was nifle and I can't remember it. It was driving me nuts. Because the mamash answered up the biggest kasha against those that say that your bechira can't affect somebody else. Is Vayomi David Nipla no biyad Hashem va'altipol biyad Adam. Why are you asking to fall in Hashem's hand, not in Adam's hand? Where Adam can do anything without Hashem, it's the same thing. You see clearly from there, they bring a raya that a person's bechira can affect you, even against the Rotzon Hashem. Rav Tauba, too many to get to Ferin, I can't remember. Anyway, that's my problem. But that's why I don't want to go down that path. That's a dangerous path unless you're well versed in the sugyas. Can your Bechira impact on somebody else connected to the decree of Hashem even? Many Raya's in the Rishonim, yes. That's the famous Raya from the Orachaim HaKodesh, from the Zohar, Nachon, that's where they bring... That's where they start, that's where the problem starts. And then there's a whole Tawah, the Chaymas HaLavavah seems to be Chayla, whatever. So Rav Tetz has a whole chapter in his book, if you're interested in this, go have a look at it. And then you'll come back and discuss it with me. Nobody ever came back to discuss it with me, so I assume no one's interested. So we go weiter, you know. So. The one on free will, Rav Tetz has a safe on free will. In that safe he has a chapter, or you can go to TorahAnytime.com. He's given the shiur many times. He gave the shiur at least twice, I think. Whether your bechira can affect somebody else. It's a big, big sugya. But you know, I discussed it with Rav Tauba a few times. He was choylek, and whatever, they have their rise back and forth, each one. It's a fascinating machlokes achreinim. It's a maisa machlokes rishonim. Orachaima, they all quote Orachaima Kodesh. It's a Zohar, Mefurish, and a Zohar, exactly what Orachaima Kodesh is saying. So it's not a poshut sugya, and that's why you're getting into trouble here a little bit. This person with his bechira to leave the soup boiling in front of the kid, could his bechira hurt this child even though the child wasn't supposed to get hurt? That's the question. You understand? We're going to learn it. This shit out that you can't hurt or help anybody unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. You can't. I'm going with his mahalach. The other mahalach, we have to understand this also. It's not, the truth is, the machlokes is not massive. The machlokes is not that big once you start understanding. We're talking about schiot, if a person has a schus, if he doesn't have a schus. At the end of the day, whatever's going to happen to you has to go through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only difference between the two malachim is in the one case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may let you get damaged if you didn't deserve it because you don't have schiot. And in the other malach, he won't let it happen even if you don't have schiot. That's really where the ikam machlokes is. But anyway, whatever. It's a nice subject and it's fascinating, but you have to do your homework before you come back to me. So. You can always tell if people are interested in something or not, whatever. A guy comes and asks you a question. You tell him, that's amazing, you know, it's a mefurish derech Hashem. Do you want to go learn it together with me? And the guy goes, I'll give you a call when I've got time. You know, the guy's not interested in the kasha bichlal, or man, you know, you start explaining things to him and he gets that bored, funny look on his face, you know. Then they get angry and start accusing you of lecturing them. But you asked a question. He wasn't interested in what was going on. So let's see. Okay. Let's broaden and understand this a little bit better. The kol neshama yoy tafkid meyuchad. Every neshama that comes into this world, we know, has a very specific job to do. Shavuru in ishloch loylam azeh, and it was that purpose. He was sent into this world. Behetem the tafkid zeh nitnoy lo mispash neischai ba'olam azeh. In order to do that job, you're given a certain amount of time. There's nobody that can lengthen the life of that neshama in this world. The Gemara discusses how you can get extra years. Why do we give people brocha for riches yomi, whatever? But you can't make anyone else's life longer. Your own, maybe. You can shorten your life as well, God forbid. But noisav lakach rak koira doiris mirosh yadei bidyuk ma'u tafkida shel neshama zuma du ayunu shlach aloi lemao lav letaken. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the purpose of this neshama is, why he came into this world, and what he's supposed to do. Behetem lakach kol ha'pratim tzipui mirosh. Everything is worked out before. Ba'eze yom ba'eze shahu istalik meloilam. When and how he's going to die. V'gam ba'eze oifen hu tamus. Ha'im tiyezu misativis. Or chalilam misa mishuna. It's all worked out before. How's he going to die? What's he going to die? The Ma'ase said this is happening Rosh Hashanah every year as well. That's the whole of Usana Toikev, yeah? Who needs Rosh Hashanah? If it was all decided from Sheshes and my Breshes before this guy was born, this was all decided. So what's going on in Rosh Hashanah? Stama Atzaga. If it was determined while before he was born that he's going to drown, so what's your son of Toikev? Mi ba mai, mi ba esh. Water. I'll take water because it says so in my CV that it's water. What's Rosh Hashanah? What's the din of Rosh Hashanah taking place? Okay, that's also a big discussion that Gemara goes into all the different. There's a din every day that's happening. So this also needs a hesber. V'gamba eze oifen hu tamus im ze misa tevis o chalila misa meshuna azores atayra oides asias maika mashmus ehi sheyudin itztavel asos maika. The mitzvah, the chiyuv that a person has to build a maika is that you have a chiyuv to build a maika. Lo yeze sh'al yoda histoiviv amisa. Not that in death floating around you not building a maika. So why do you have to build a maika? Because Hashem said so, and also kadei shelo yagalgul esachoy vazu al yode b'mtzuvosi, so that this shouldn't land up on your doorstep. Ulam kamo ein ze hashpo al etzem ha'ira she'ira la'adam shenifka. The lack of building a maika has nothing to do with what happened on your roof, other than the fact that you made yourself chayev, so Hashem magalgled this event to your roof. But if you'd built a maika, the event would have still happened. It would have just been on someone else's roof. Someone else would have hit the dog with his car, not you. The dog would have jumped in front of somebody else's car, not your car. Yeah? Ever killed a dog or a cat or something with your car? It's a horrific feeling. It's terrible. Especially when it's your daughter's favorite cat, okay? I did that once. Terrible. Oy, boy. Not because I cared about the cat so much, but my daughter had brought this cat back from death and nursed it and brought it up and fixed it, whatever. And I didn't know it was lying under the car and I reversed. Anyway, I'm telling you, for a long time I was mamash. The Rav Nach said to me, can you imagine you kill somebody, how you feel? That's just a cat. Imagine the same way Hashem's Magalgal Rachmana Litzlan, a baby under the wheels, Chas v'chalila. How do you feel? It happened. It's happened.
It happened to someone I worked for in England.
It happens all the time. Yeah.
The wife had put the baby behind the wheel of the car. They both got into the car. He'd reversed. The wife hadn't said she put a 1-year-old baby there.
So I'm saying, yeah, but at the end of the day, with this child, what happened? Yeah, what's going? That was going to happen. This cat from Sheshi's my braces was going to be killed. It's just, I don't know. Hashem is magalgal the cat to my gilgul, my galgalim, and not someone else's galgalim. Why? Because you needed to feel what you needed to feel. Dvarim elu debatim zuga hayrim shebonim tova bricha. Only he has the courage to put this on a couple's table, that who were sitting here eating themselves up alive because they killed their child. You just tell it straight, like he did. That's why he's such a good counselor. Lachem, lachem mikeno safti. Binchem ei tzarich lemois b'yom ployni b'sha ployni z'bedak v'tfir. Your child, before he came into the world, the Rosh Hashanah lo yodeich ze'ovid with children, he was going to die on this day, at that time, and dafka by drowning. Kaira hadoiris miroish gam yeide she'atati yerushalim b'shmiris ha'bricha. Hashem also knew that you were going to be negligent in the way you guarded your swimming pool. That's another sugya in Bechira. Hashem knows what's going to happen. Do you still have Bechira? If Hashem knew they were going to leave the gate open, could they have closed it? Well, it's a famous kasha that the Rishonim, yeah, you've all learned the sugya. If you haven't, it's about time. Fundamental yisod of Ashkofa. If Hashem knows everything that's going to happen, how do you have Bechira? Hashem knew you weren't going to build a Micah. Could you have built a Micah or not?
Why can't we just say Hashem knows what your Bechira is going to be?
Fine.
So that's not a concept.
So when the moment comes for me to build a Micah, I don't have Bechira anymore because Hashem already knows what it's going to be, so I couldn't do anything else. So that's not Bechira. It means I don't have Bechira at that moment. Okay, I'm not getting into the discussion now. It's a famous machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid, Rishonim, Achreidim, the big, big sugya. And until you've grappled with this, you don't actually have Bechira. The Rambam says we can't understand. Yeah. The Rambam says there's a thing called Bechira, which we have Bechira, and you know you have Bechira. Yeah. And there's a thing called Yedir that Hashem knows isn't going to happen, and no stira, and we can't understand how there's no stira. Yeah. The same way he says that you can't, one second, the same way as he says you can't understand how the world's run with Din and Rachamim. Hashem built the world with Din. He saw that it can't withstand it. So he put in some Rachamim. Excuse me, how do you do that? Those two are mutually exclusive. Din means you make a mistake, you get zapped by lightning. Rachamim means you've got time to do tshuva. How do you do those two things at the same time?
This is the first person. And it's not a stira. He spoke to him in the midas din. Even when it's midas din, you should know that it's rachamim.
Said it, that's something else. That's something else. We're talking about how does Hashem minhag his world? You're right. That's beautiful. But how does Hashem minhag his life? My life? Using din and rachamim at the same time. You can't understand it. You can't understand it because they're two mutually exclusive things. Yes?
I was going to say, kobi de shamayim, chutz mi shamayim. So it depends what choices you make.
But I'm saying you can't make the choice if already Hashem knows what choice you're going to make. If Hashem knew you were going to go down the left path, how can you go down the wrong path? It's a stira to Hashem's foreknowledge.
You've got
so you don't have Bechira. Because Hashem knows what you're going to do. So therefore you couldn't do anything else. Because doing something else means there was a fault in Hashem's foreknowledge.
If your thought process in your mind is, okay, am I making this choice because I fear Hashem? In a way, there's a bit of...
But Hashem knew what you were going to choose before. Uh-huh. So how did you choose something else? Uh-huh. You're choosing something else means there's a fault in Hashem's idea. That means you couldn't choose to do anything other than what Hashem knew you were going to do. So we don't understand it, because we don't understand what Hashem's knowledge is. We don't understand what it means to know everything, past, present, and future, at the same time. As I straight the Rambam, the Rabbit says, don't ask questions if you can answer them. That's not the Derech of Chochman. He lambastes the Rambam for even raising the subject when they have answers. And he has an answer, he gives a Malach, and he has Malach. It's major, the Rambam in the Shmone Prochim has 20 pages on the subject. And I'm not chashuv to learn the subject. If you'd want to do it the quick way, Rabbi Tetz, obviously, we'll deal with this in Seif and Bechira, because this is the problem in Bechira.
It is something with the time. We have past, future, and present.
Correct, that's what the Rambam says. That's exactly what the Rambam says. The Rambam says we don't know, when we talk about Hashem's foreknowledge, we don't know what that means. Hashem's pre-knowledge. Yeah. There's no pre-past, present in Hashem's world. It's all just one. And we can't understand what that looks like. Okay, let's stop there. We'll pick this up tomorrow and put it all back together. That's a shame.
I once
went to
Shiva in
Karnak.
I used to go to Kula when I arrived. My wife was 1 year old. And we went to the Shiva. It was like the first day of the Shiva. The fire was there.